So welcome to day 5 of Winter Feast for the Soul, with the sun streaming into the studio beautifully. Really appreciate that. So I invite you to take a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Just let go of the morning you've already had. Let yourself settle into your seat, feeling your body, letting the body settle the mind, and just arriving in the present moment. And then continuing our discussion about being for ourselves, just being on our own side, being our own advocate even. That sense of being for yourself, which is not necessarily being against anyone else, but really being in your own corner. And today I wanted to introduce the idea of just enjoying life, enjoying and leaning into the things that are enjoyable to you, particularly the small things, the smell of your coffee or tea in the morning, or the warmth of your very nice mug from England, for example, or the feeling of your warm sheets, or the sun in the studio. These small things, when we take the time to first notice them and really absorb them, can give us a kind of buffer against the things that are just difficult, just being human. So we're not trying to put a positive spin on negative things, because there's plenty of negative things out there, but we're also trying to fill up the cup of things that are enjoyable, that nourish us, that sustain us. Just to get a sense of balance, so that when the difficult things happen, we have this buffer. We can also remember that things can be enjoyable. Even in a season of grief, we can notice the really lovely little things in our human lives. So I want to invite you, as you go through your day, to notice the little enjoyable things and really take them in. Let that rewire your brain to see things in the bigger perspective, that both joys and sorrows are happening all the time in our life. And let these little enjoyable experiences settle into your heart and be the ground of your practice today. So let us shift to the formal practice of taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feeling all the ways in which your life, your practice, this group is supporting you. The enjoyment of friendship. And then from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening, softening in front, taking in those wonderful, delicious little moments. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.